5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. The Senate has approved a bill to extend the 9/11 compensation fund through 2092, essentially making it permanent. Activist and comedian John Stewart.
We can never repay all that the 9/11 community has done for our country.
President Trump is expected to sign the bill Friday. Former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies tomorrow about the Russia probe. President Trump says he'll watch, quote, a little bit, but he thinks the probe was wasteful.
No collusion, no obstruction. Oh, that's not good enough. Let's go more. $40 million. Interview 500 people. They got nothing.
Democrats hope to sway public opinion surrounding the investigation. And a Puerto Rico judge wants access to government cell phones used in an offensive online chat, which has led to a political crisis engulfing Governor Ricardo Rossello. This is Fox News.
You want to know why?
Have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive?
Yes.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
What if?
What if everyone on the morning show sounded like Little Richard? Greg Budell, I've noticed you started drinking some of that flavored coffee. What flavor is that? Jay Scott, you live in a neighborhood where a lot of people come to your home trying to sell you things. What do you say to get these people to go away?
Keep a knocking, but the dream come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Emily Hayes, what sort of eye makeup are you wearing these days?
Maybelline.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Chuck Berry.
Sweet, merciful crap.
Tighten up back there. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You love chicken. But what would you say if someone served you dinner and it was tuna?
You got it.
What's that?
You got it.
That's what I thought you said. And Rich Thomas, what's the weather look like for the rest of the week? There you have it. What things would sound like if everyone on the morning show sounded like Little Richard.
And Chuck Berry.
And Chuck Berry. Now stand by for three men.
Shut up.
And the lady.
Hi, I'm Udell Dibley. Welcome to Three Men and a Lady on this talk 93.1 FM on a glorious morning. Mm-hmm. Jay Scott will have random facts a little bit later. Emily Hayes joining us.
Yay, fun.
But we gotta relish this forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Relish it, we'll muster it, we'll ketchup it.
Tomorrow's Burger Day, by the way.
Oh, man, I tell you. Have you been outside yet this morning?
It's wonderful.
It's just so nice. I'm so happy. Watch my morning video this morning and watch me smile on my morning video.
You are.
Sunshine, less humid. Not as hot today with a high around 87. A nice change. In fact, some of the nicest air hasn't even arrived yet. Clear, comfortable tonight, even cooler. Overnight low in the mid-60s, but the air will be even drier. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, very tolerable humidity, blue skies, sunshine. Lows tomorrow night, upper 60s. Friday, high near 90, should be dry. Then Saturday and Sunday, summertime heat and humidity's back, highs in the low 90s as scattered hit or miss storms return. We'll deal with that when we have to. Right now this morning, with a north breeze at 7 miles per hour and beautiful blue skies, it's 69, but that's not the important number. The important number is the dew point, which is 64 at 6:13.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Oh, good gracious.
They tell me you're some kind of entertainer.
As a matter of fact, I am.
Well, you know what they say.
Entertainment is where untalented people go to get rich.
That's such a lie.
That's a lie.
That is a lie.
That's a lie.
Ain't never gonna get rich.
I won't get rich.
You won't become rich.
But that doesn't mean we can't have fun.
So, let's go have some fun.
It's showtime.
That seems to happen when there is sausage.
That's mm-hmm. that. That was what that bark was about.
See, I brought you something different because you said steak was too much.
Yeah, just in the mornings, it's a little too much.
How's that? How do you like that sausage?
I loved it downstairs.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it seems like it's really working for me downstairs.
Yeah, Bailey thinks it's upstairs.
Yeah, she has that smell-o-vision.
Yeah, well, that's dogs, man. They have that powerful sense of smell. I have an interesting experience coming up right after the show. I went to that seminar last night.
How was that, the infusion seminar?
Learned a lot about the technology and the kinds of ways it's helped a whole bunch of people.
Are they going to put electrodes on your head this morning?
I'll have one behind each ear,
yeah.
Two on the forehead, and I forget, third one.
What's it for?
It's microcurrents. In other words, when you hold your phone up to the side of your head, there mm-hmm. are more, there's 3 watts or something like that.
Yeah.
There's like 3 millionths of that in this system. And you just sit there while this thing does its stuff, and it, what he describes is reorganizes the brain. And after you watch people who have done this, they said it made them feel calm. It helped them sleep better. They felt more clear-headed. And it's helped people with symptoms of all kinds of things ranging from Parkinson's to PTSD.
Since you're a...
even addiction.
A test subject. Bailey, I don't know if they do it for dogs or not. Since you're a test subject, could happy hour be a different person this morning? I mean, you tend to go off on things sometimes?
Oh, you mean
will you be a different person?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think this is going to turn me into a liberal, but maybe I will have a calmer approach, because that was one of the consistent themes in watching people who've done this. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's had success in a wide array of things. So neurofeedback for me at 9:15 this morning at Infusion. And if you're interested in this, and I urge you to at least look into it, 296-1662 is their number.
I'll be doing an IV later this morning there.
Those work. Those help get you.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Hey.
That's right.
You want an IV too, Bailey? She's really wanting to cut in on the fringe benefits of the show today.
She gets a talent fee every time she barks, too. So you're up $30.
She must need money. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Family and friends gathered to remember 17-year-old Courtney Jones outside of Sidney Lanier High School last night. Jones was killed in a shooting in the 400 block of Hall Street Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made. Major changes are coming to downtown Wetumpka. The city is starting a new street project to improve sidewalks and repave all downtown roadways. City leaders are working to make sure the construction doesn't impact downtown businesses. The project is expected to take 70 working days. And a physics professor at Tuskegee University is suing the school for discrimination. Dr. William Burns has been teaching at Tuskegee University for 43 years. He says he's seen professors with less than half of his experience get paid up to 30% more. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is electrifying and a story I'm inclined to disbelieve.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I thought you agree on the moon thing.
Oh, no.
It's not the moon thing.
No, I may be different this afternoon. And check back with me around 2:30. No, this is a story, and this is kind of connected to the Mr. Rogers movie coming out with Tom Hanks.
Uh-huh.
Ellen Barkin, who I really don't have much of an opinion on one way or the other, found it necessary yesterday to tweet out that Captain Kangaroo...
Wait a minute.
Yeah. But Captain Kangaroo, this man, who entertained millions and millions of kids like me who turned out just fine, mostly, once told her to go... I can't even say it ever so.
Why would she share that?
This is my question.
The man can't defend himself because he's passed, correct?
That's correct. And that's what makes me wonder what the hell 65-year-old Ellen Barkin is barking about.
Attention. Wanting attention, right?
Well, there's always that.
Did she just get it?
She did. But there were people joining her on Twitter basically backing her up. Even worse, and this one I'm going to tell you I don't believe because I met the woman, Sherry Lewis.
Yeah.
Somebody chimed in. Sherry Lewis refused to shake the hand of my then 6-year-old son. Don't try to make a movie about either of those child-hating frauds.
No. Now, that 6-year-old's hand could have been covered in boogers. I wouldn't want to shake a boogery 6-year-old hand.
There's a lot of people that won't shake hands. What's his name? Howie Mandel.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. People don't know. You don't know.
I heard Lamb Chop was an ass, too.
Welcome to
like
the show,
Don Jay. Henley?
No.
No.
Lamb Chop should have had a partner named Mint Jelly, you know, like a green puppet that...
That's... What?
I prefer red pepper jelly, but yeah.
Anyway,
With lamb?
I just like red pepper jelly.
Yeah, I think you also have to understand that in his time, Captain Kangaroo was a major national star and probably was getting buttonholed and pulled 17,000 ways on a daily basis. He was in a position with kids where, oh, would you come to our school or would you come to this event or that event? You say no, and then people are like, well, you just think it's good for us. That can't be easy. It cannot be easy. You went through that, didn't you, when you were the...
Sometimes it gets to be a bit much. Sometimes you just have to kind of bite down and bear it because you want to stop for everybody and give everybody their time.
Right.
You know?
Said the man who's in a museum for Young World. Young World!
And soon in an institution somewhere.
Anyway, I think it above and beyond everything else, it's wrong to do this to somebody who cannot speak up on their own behalf because they're dead. That's what really, more than anything else, outraged me about the Kate Smith thing and having her song pulled because of work she did that was no doubt produced and written by other people in the 30s. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Are we supposed to sit here and think, gee, how are people going to be thinking and what's going to be acceptable in 70 years so that nobody looks back on us as backwards or awful people? It's sick.
They find out later that you said something and they'll, you know, take your statue down downtown.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've said all kinds of crap like that. And it's just, they're always rewriting the rules. Let's put it that way. So I found that electrifying in a negative way. And then at 9:15 today, I'm going to get some electromagnetic current neurofeedback.
Gosh, since you're a test subject, I hope they don't overdo it. And
it's been tested. It's
do 20 times the power they should.
This is now available. Yes. This is now available. It's past it. In fact, they've done double-blind studies. Yeah. It's good. Interesting event last night at St. James United Methodist Church.
Well attended.
Family Center. Yeah. Good. I thought it was a very good turnout. Good. 6:22. Everybody that's still got some vacation time left or some travel planned by automobile, and that's my way to go. I posted something on Facebook yesterday that just added to my commitment to never get on an airplane again. Because people are hostile, planes are packed, and they never leave on time, and everybody's stressed out.
Thanks a lot.
If you want there's a few people that are well equipped to do it and have the temperament to deal with it, like you. I wouldn't. I'd be the one that would be in the plastic handcuffs because I would reach my limit and just let go. I'm glad that I got to travel, and I traveled a lot. I flew a ton in the 80s and 90s, and I loved it. Man, I'd drop everything and fly out to San Francisco for a weekend. First class, free. It was great. It was a whole different thing. You didn't have to, you know, have people with wands and fat guys groping women and just machines that make you look naked and all that stuff. But this has nothing to do with Don Duncan. The whole idea being, get your car to one of his three locations and get it checked out before you hit the road for any kind of a journey. Yep. Because they run diagnostics, they rotate and inspect the tires, they check out the fluids, top those off as needed. And that way you can leave knowing that your car's been through a full going over before you hit the road. If you need tires, any major name brand, true wholesale price, including installation. Downtown at 408 Madison. In twice a day Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's and on Bell Road just north of 1. We'll hit the traffic dungeon. Rich has the timeline for the 24th of July next.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the morning rush hour, and things look great out on the roadways. It's a good morning to be traveling. There aren't any delays on the boulevard. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any problems for you. And the interstates are up at a speed limit ride this time of the morning. Let's be careful as we get another work day rolling. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is ICAR certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of 5 instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
40% of adults regret their life choices. How could this be? Timeline next with Rick, 628.
Yeah!
the timeline for the 24th of July. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
205th day of the year. 160 days remain on National Tequila Day. The clothing optional alcohol. How can you drink all day when
if you don't start in the morning?
It's National Cousins Day. And it's National Drive-Thru Day. Hamburgers sold for just 18 cents at some of the first drive-thru restaurants. But drive-thrus started with banks. That's how that got going. 1911 on this date, American archaeologist Hiram Bingham gets his first look at Machu Picchu, an ancient Inca settlement in Peru, now one of the world's top tourist destinations. 1938, instant coffee is invented, and back in the early days, it was awful.
Yes.
Senka.
Oh, it's still awful.
That freeze-dried Folger stuff?
Yeah,
too?
No. Yeah, I like the you know, they make individual coffees in a tea bag. You can put in hot water. That's fine.
That's okay. That's
but
all right.
That
the original coffee was terrible.
Yuck. They say it's better than fresh pert.
Where have I heard that?
Hey, later this morning, will you dig out our favorite, our coffee one? It's your coffee.
It's awful.
Harvey.
1965, The Byrds, number one on the singles charts with the Bob Dylan song, Mr. Tambourine Man. The first Bob Dylan song to reach number one, but it wasn't him doing it. It was just the song you wrote. 50 years ago, 1969, our Apollo 11 log continues. And the Kennedys' goal is accomplished as Apollo 11, the spacecraft that took the first astronauts to the moon, safely returned to the Earth. It happened on this date. So for our song of the day, I thought it would be appropriate to play the number one song on the charts that day, 50 years ago today, with the successful splashdown in the Pacific, 800 miles southwest of Hawaii. This guy's name is Oliver, William Oliver Swafford. Simply goes by the name Oliver. Good morning, starshine.
Libby Goop Goopy.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
Got a weird voice.
You twinkle above us. We twinkle below.
Sounds like a remastered version.
Good morning, starshine. You lead us along. My love and me as we sing.
What the heck, just a couple of seconds. I want to see that on closed captioning.
Their early morning singing song.
You know, that's what tequila would do to you.
I'll give you that.
You get some glibby gloop gloopy, nibby nubby nubby.
Throw a mbop in there.
I remember like yesterday, though,
mbop.
When that song was popular,
yeah,
on a beautiful summer sunny morning.
Yeah.
And that song would come on the air and it was like perfect.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was new.
Just like, you know, well, Here Comes the Sun, too, by the Beatles. It's same kind of feel to it. 41 years ago today, 1978, Billy Martin fired for the first of three times as manager of the New York Yankees. Also on that day in 78, a movie called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released with Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees. I thought it was awful. The movie? You remember the movie?
I'm trying to...
Exactly. I'm trying to remember it. Exactly. It was awful. 1979, a Miami jury convicts Ted Bundy of first-degree murder in the slayings of two Florida State University sorority sisters. If you've seen the specials, he actually seemed like a normal, kind of almost a charismatic guy.
That's why he got away with it for so long.
Yeah. Wow. 39 years ago in 1980, the great Peter Sellers died of a heart attack at the age of 54.
That was a shocker. I remember that.
That's really young. Oh, boy. 37 years ago, 1982, the most overplayed song of all time, Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, God.
Number one on the U.S. charts. 35 years ago, 1984, after four Super Bowl titles, Terry Bradshaw retired. He's a little odd.
Yeah.
He's silly. I give you that.
It's a little
He's
odd.
Silly.
32 years ago in 1987, La Bamba was released. That was a good movie. It had Lou Diamond Phillips playing Richie Valens.
Whatever happened to him?
He's done some stuff.
Is he still making movies?
I don't know about movies. It seems like I saw him guest in a TV show.
He looked kind of like Richie Valens.
He really did.
Hey, you know? Speaking of La Bamba, Jimmy Smith's coming back this fall in a show. I may watch it just to see him.
I like him as an actor. I think he does a good job.
He was great in NYPD Blue, but he couldn't put up with the shooting schedule, so they wrote him out of it.
Is that right?
He had a good part in Dexter.
Did you know that Rick Dees was also in La Bamba? I'm trying to remember what role. But 21 years ago, 1998, Saving Private Ryan was released. It won 5 Academy Awards, Best Director, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, Best Sound Mixing. 7 years ago, 2012, Jefferson star Sherman Hemsley died at the age of 74.
I thought you had left off the end of Ship. Jefferson star.
Oh, Jeffersons. The Jeffersons. Birthdays, how does she say her name? Beendy Irwin? Beendy?
Yeah,
she's 21.
Steve Irwin's
not only the Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irwin's daughter, but also, I guess she won the season 2.
I'll have to play that Norm MacDonald bit today.
She's carried on his legacy in such a lovely fashion.
Dancing with the Stars?
She was fantastic.
I didn't know that.
And amazingly enough.
Jennifer Lopez is 50 today. Barry Bonds is 55, steroids and all. Linda Carter is 68. Michael Richards.
I met Linda Carter.
Oh, yeah?
The bluest eyes I have ever seen.
Was she a nice person?
Very nice. She wanted
She's 68 today. She's the original.
What?
She was Wonder Woman? She was Wonder Woman? Yeah. Michael Richards, Kramer, is 70, and his career was a little tarnished. Didn't he have some...
Oh, he went on a rant with the N-word in some comedy club, and he thought it would, you know, it would go over as part of the situation, but of course, it did.
It backfired on him.
Big time.
Ted Stryker is 72 today. Robert Hayes, Ted Stryker.
We are of no relation.
Gallagher is 73. Watermelon smashing superstar. Ruth Buzzy. You remember her from Saturday Night Live? Yeah.
Laugh she looks like Connie Francis these days.
Yikes.
I'll pull up a picture. She's 83. She's 3 years older than Connie. Amelia Earhart was born on this date in 1897. And let's see, countdowns, 37 days till SEC football. Birthday season begins in 64 days, Thanksgiving in 127 days, and the Iron Bowl is 2 days later, 129 days from now. That's your timeline.
What are we doing next?
I've got to concentrate. I've got to concentrate.
Wait.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
And you knew Echo was next.
Yes.
Echo, Echo, Echo.
But then... You let it go.
Manny Mota. Mota.
Brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I love it when I can give you good news. I also love it when things turned out exactly the way we expected. Sunshine, less humid today. Blue skies, not as hot. High 87, a nice change. Clear, comfortable, even cooler tonight. And lower humidity with a low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow, upper 80s, very tolerable humidity. Blue skies with low tomorrow night, 68. Friday's high around 90, should be dry. Saturday and Sunday, summertime heat is back and the humidity with low 90s and hit or miss storms. Right now this morning, blue skies, north breeze at 7 miles per hour, very tolerable humidity, and a temperature of 69 now at 639.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
While we're waiting to join our friends on Rising, a quick reminder that Montgomery LASIK would love to have the opportunity to restore your vision if you're eligible for LASIK procedure, and there's no cost. To find out, call 272-2020, make an appointment with a refractive surgery counselor, and find out if your vision issue can be corrected with LASIK. You got two of the best in the world here. I mean, that is reason enough to know, with the experience, You got with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin, you're in the best possible hands. And if you need to finance the procedure, they can help you with that with Care Credit for Qualified Customers. Again, 272-2020, call the refractive surgery counselor, make that appointment. There's no charge whatsoever. And nobody's going to press you into a decision, but if you can have HD vision restored with one quick procedure, why not? They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road. You can learn more by going online to getlasik.me or online mep.com.
It's showtime.
And now we wait.
Don't grow up.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, acting your age, not your shoe size.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
There is nothing more boring than acting your age, which is why so few of us do it, apparently.
Yeah, two-thirds of adults say they, quote, don't always act their age. That's according to the new survey. And the kid activities that we still love to do include playing board games, watching cartoons, and popping bubble wrap.
Is that a kid activity?
Yes. Bubble wrap, that's for
stress relief.
I was going to say, everybody's an adult until the bubble wrap.
Therapist everywhere would love to prescribe bubble
okay,
wrap.
Okay, y'all are getting the conversation started too early. Let's bring in 3-Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
Good morning.
Pretty much.
I do something that really connects me to my childhood, and I really enjoy it. I have a big bucket of wiffle balls and a plastic bat, and I go down to the end of my driveway, and the top of our house is the home run fence. So I play home run derby in front of my house with wiffle balls. Nobody looks at me funny. I mean,
that's fine.
Is it like a T-ball thing, or is someone tossing the ball to you, Greg?
I guess you tossed the ball up.
Yeah, I tossed the ball. I don't use a tee, no.
Greg just has that now, little stand right there.
He's in the next league.
If I was using a tee, that would really look inappropriate for my age, I think.
Old Peepaw Budell out there, funny. Yeah.
You said nobody looks at you funny, but we should have taken a screenshot of everybody's faces while you were telling that story.
Send a crew over to my house. I'll show you how I do it. It's a lot of fun.
If we could get a lot of my best friends in here, they'd laugh because I'm always saying, don't grow up, don't grow up. I mean, it's fun to be young. I mean, to do some of those, like cartoons and stuff like that.
It is. You are absolutely correct. I think where appropriateness and age become is like, I don't like these stories you hear about a politician or somebody who is with a woman that's 30 years younger.
That's different.
There's something to be said for your peer group, okay?
Right. But I think the day that you grow up, quote unquote, is...
What is that day?
I mean...
I'm waiting.
You know, I think that's boring.
Yeah. Acting all mature and everything. Yep. What about you, Jay?
You can't ask him.
Have you grown up?
I was trying to conjure up a burp, but I couldn't do it. No.
See, me and Andrew in the break were talking about this. Like, we're adults. When do you feel like an adult? Because we don't feel like adults.
I know.
Parents
get their advice on stuff. And I was just like, when does it change?
No. I feel like an adult every time I get a pay my bills and stuff.
Yeah, that's a very adult thing.
Exactly.
Every time I got to spend money on something other than myself.
The adult has to supervise the child.
Anytime I have to do something that I don't like is when I feel like an adult.
That's exactly right.
I wouldn't be doing this as a kid.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, other than going to the dentist once a year, what that might be. I don't have to do anything I really don't like. I got to take the garbage
can out
once a week.
You got to pay bills, don't you?
Yeah, but that's so easy, so quick. It's quick and painless these days.
Mm.
You have to write out... When you had to write out checks and lick an envelope and find the stamps and do all of that and put it in the mailbox, that was a lot less fun.
Since it's so easy, I have a few bills that I can...
more than happy to hand these over to you.
Hey, she's wearing that...
I'll say this, too. We all have those friends who, when we're around them, we... go back to our kids.
Yes, absolutely. There are people
and
who...
And it's not always a good thing. You get yourself in trouble that way.
But I also have friends who are, like, in my opinion, they're the grown-up friends of the group. who have all their stuff together.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like the house and the 2.5 kids and this, that, or the other. And you're just like, oh, yeah, I just got another cat.
That cat can't talk back.
Neither can Andrew.
Neither can Andrew.
Exactly.
It was a good joke.
The cat got the tongue.
I just got a furball.
Yes.
Bless him.
That's how it feels sometimes.
Well, gang, I just say don't.
I'm with you on that, though, Emily. That's how I feel sometimes when, like, we're planning like group trips and stuff, and then I have to account for that some of my friends have husbands now, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But listen,
you got another baby?
Yeah.
No, it causes that, right?
Okay, let's stop that.
That Ryan. Don't grow up, Ryan.
Yeah. Never will.
I don't have that much time left. I don't think we will talk.
God.
No, absolutely not.
And it's not about acting your age. We were talking about it's feeling your age. Some days I feel 84. Some days I feel 17. So.
See you later.
Just need to find a happy medium and stick to that.
All right. We will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. You guys have a great rest of your day.
See
you. No, let's just give it a rest for a little bit. All right, guys. If you want to hear more from...
I had to make a face there at the end. I mean, it was something
I don't know if they were on you or not. They probably were.
Well, I'll just keep watching because it's on the delay.
Yeah.
And
they switched.
The director punched out of it.
Is there more than one view of us that they put up there?
Yeah. No,
there's they go full.
There's the full shot, which is just us.
Box.
And then they split screen.
Yeah.
And then they go full on them.
Oh.
And they went full on them
there's three.
Before you did the face.
Oh, I wish I had known that.
Well,
it's all right.
No way for us to know.
We got to see it. I feel silly.
Me too.
Well, nobody saw it. No reason to feel silly.
All right, we have a whole bunch of stupid crap coming up in the cheap and trashy today. What else is new? That's what it's all about. At 6:46, let's take a quick look at what's in at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars.
Okay.
The category I specifically am tasked to tell you about are cars available under 10, with parents looking for a vehicle for a kid going off to college or a new driver in the family. This is the place to go. You can get a great price on a reliable vehicle. In this category, ranging as low in the current group from $5,800 to just under $10,000, a very interesting mix of cars. You've got Nissans, Hyundais, Jeep, Ford, Toyota, and several Volkswagen options. All of these cars have three things in common: great bodies, good vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors, and most importantly, engines that have been tested and vetted by the Ingram mechanics. They are just not into sending people out in vehicles that are going to be troublesome. They don't want to sell somebody else's troubles. So shop with confidence. See Tip Tames and his amazing team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 North Eastern Bypass, or on jackingram.com. 6:48, cheap and trashy coming up, brought to you by Folgers.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Say big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we roll through our Wednesday morning traffic, Montgomery Skywatch sees everything moving at a great pace today. We don't have any problems on the boulevard. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and there are no delays on the 31s at this time of the morning. Let's be careful as we get another workday started. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Crank up your engine. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international CAT competitions. The best CAT tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle, but only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson Tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
That's pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
Bite me.
Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perks.
Fresh perks.
I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
That's what you're getting him for his birthday?
Great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office?
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Get in there.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked. Try it.
Looks like she's in for something special.
Mm. Preceding was brought to you by Delkin Tomlinson.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Who, by the way, will be co-hosting with us this afternoon on Happy Hour. Looking forward to that in the Cheap and Trashy. Our top story this morning, the MTV VMA Awards or nominees have been put out.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Finally, yes.
I don't care.
All right, well, we don't have to do that story.
I mean, is it worth anything? Like, is there anything that we should be excited about? Comeback performance, tribute piece, anything?
It's the Video Music Awards. When was the last time you watched one of those?
VMA.
It's not the awards, a video.
They don't show videos.
Exactly.
I don't know the last time I watched MTV.
So, I didn't even know they were still doing that. I thought it was just
right.
The movie awards.
Right.
And, you know, 16 and pregnant or whatever it is.
I nominate Your Wildest Dreams by the Moody Blues. Even if
that is a really good song.
Can we do that? Someday.
But the video is beyond awesome.
My dad and I are big Moody. Like, that's a thing I share with my dad, is the Moody Blues. It's a big thing. I love that song.
Can we do that someday?
If you would, please.
What are we up to, September now?
Yeah, right? I know. My inbox. I have to leave them marked as new, otherwise I can't find them. So, yeah. You're in through August already.
August 5th, because I'm going to be going away.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow is his Friday.
There's been some publicity on a boxer named Maxim Dadashev who died from injuries suffered in the ring. And I'd like to know this. When you put two people into a cage and tell them to try and kill each other, how do you differentiate between the punch that sends you into the next universe or the one that just knocks you unconscious?
I feel like that's an inherent risk they take when they step into the ring. Like,
was it boxing or MMA?
Boxing.
Even still.
Like, you have to accept that could happen.
If you couldn't get enough of the Lori Loughlin college admission scandal, guess what? It's going to become a Lifetime movie.
Yes! Oh, how everything comes full circle.
TV ratings. The thing that jumps out at me with this week's ratings.
Yeah.
How did No Show do?
No Show. Is there a show called No Show, or are you pulling my chain?
Oh, now I'm worried about your memory, because that was a joke from the other day.
Remember, we made a big deal out of it.
It was a joke from last week.
Yeah.
No Show made $10 million. Made $10 million.
Little gag. We
had 10 million viewers, and we were like, "Ooh, No Show's pretty good there."
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That was a week ago,
and we still remember.
Yeah,
and I don't.
Maybe that shock therapy you're getting later will
help.
It's not shock therapy. Don't use that word. It's not shock therapy. It's not a lobotomy. It's a very simple, well tested brain organizational procedure.
He's Picarded. We don't talk about this.
That's horrible.
What a terrible joke that was. Where'd you get that?
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
The shocker.
Oh, yeah, that commercial.
The shocker of this week's ratings is that the number 5 show didn't even get 5 million viewers. That's pathetic. No Show got more than 10. Yeah.
What was number 5?
Bring the Funny.
Okay. Is that the comedy show, The Next Comedian?
No, I think it's a drama about somebody dying. I'm just saying, it's called Bring the Funny. What would it be? Is that the comedy show? Yeah, of course it's the comedy show.
No, I mean, there's a show on right now about the next great comedian. It's like a talent show.
I know, but you said Bring the Funny. You said, is that a comedy show? Or is that the comedy
show? You know, I thought we were going to have a good day today, but you're already starting to show your rear end, so I can see how the rest of these 2 hours is going to go.
Pull your pants up, man.
Rude, Jay.
R. Kelly had a crisis manager until yesterday.
Oh, his crisis manager quit?
Yeah.
Oh,
the guy's name is Daryl Johnson. He did an interview on CBS this morning with
that's
Cooper's
it.
Girlfriend, Gayle King.
That's it. Now things are going to start falling apart for R. Kelly. You watch.
Well, she asked him, you have a 20-something-year-old daughter. Would you allow her to be alone? And that's as far as he got. He said, absolutely not, said the crisis manager, adding that I wouldn't leave my daughter with anybody that's accused of pedophilia, period. She asked if it was a contradiction to admit that while trying to defend R. Kelly, at that point, it didn't really matter what he said. Later on, he stepped down as Kelly's crisis manager for personal reasons.
Yeah.
And this dude, I don't know, I don't know how he became a crisis manager or got involved with R. Kelly, but
yeah,
I had a few suspicions raised when I watched this whole thing unfold. Mm-hmm. At 6:58.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and in mere moments, the doors at Millbrook Family Chiropractic will be open, and folks can go ahead and start seeing Dr. Jeff Pasley, get straightened out and on about their way. Oh, yes, my friends, that's how simple it is, and that's how easy it is to work in wellness to your work schedule. Dr. Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic is located on Highway 14 in Millbrook, just a few miles from I-65. Super simple to get there, straight shot, really, once you get off the interstate. So wherever you are in the River Region, you can find relief at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. I highly suggest you check them out online at millbrookchiropractor.com. There's a lot of information you can peruse through there and get the scoop on how everything in the body kind of just works together. The hip bone's connected to the leg bone. kind of jam. Don't take my word for it, because I'm not a professional, but Dr. Jeff Pasley is.